Welcome to July 15th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1806. Pike sets off for his travels. Zebulon Montgomery Pike, who lived from January 5th, 1779 to April 27th, 1813, was an American explorer and military officer who served in the War of 1812. Pike tried to find the source of the Mississippi River and also explore the Rocky Mountains and southwestern North America. Pike's Peak in Colorado is named after him. Pike was sent to Minnesota by German James Wilkinson, the governor of the Louisiana Territory, to search for the source of the Mississippi River in 1805. Pike led a crew of 20 men from St. Louis to Upper Minnesota during the fall and winter. They traveled on boats and then sleds when the river was iced over. Although the actual source is Lake Itasca, Pike was convinced that the nearby Lake Leech was the source of the river. General Wilkinson then sent Pike to the Rocky Mountains and the Southwest in 1806, but officially told him not to enter Spanish territory. Pike discovered Pike's Peak in Colorado, but failed to climb it. Continuing south, Pike did enter Spanish territory and was arrested and taken to Santa Fe in what is now New Mexico. Pike was one of the first Americans to see New Mexico. He was released by the Spanish in Louisiana. His notes about his journeys mistakenly stated that the area he traveled was mostly desert, unsuitable for farming. This discouraged the settlements of the area for quite a while, but trade increased, and it turned out that Pike's information on the military weakness of the Spanish was quite important. General Pike died in 1813 during the War of 1812 at the Battle of York, which is in Canada. Pike commanded the American troops in the Battle of York. And that segment was dedicated to David Pike, one of his great ancestors, who was a personal friend to me and my family. 1988. Yippee-ki-yay, M-effer. Die Hard, the best Christmas movie of all time, is released on July 15th, 1988. And as sports announcer Jim Rome would say, the reason it's the best Christmas movie is because it's the greatest movie of all time, period. Here are some things you may not know about Die Hard. That famous line, Yippee-ki-yay, was a throwaway line that Bruce Willis used to get the filming crew to crack up. He never thought it would actually stick. Speaking of great lines, another one is, if you remember this scene, in case you've seen it, when Deputy Chief Robinson points out that McClane could have been a bleeping bartender for all he knows. Ironically, before he was an actor, Bruce Willis was a bartender in real life. Incidentally, the German that Hans Gruber was speaking is incorrect and basically doesn't make any sense when translated. And one more interesting thing about Die Hard, and I'll move on. Notice that much of the scenes with Bruce Willis were filmed at night. That's partly because during the day, he was filming his TV show, Moonlighting. Speaking of actors, 1951. Happy birthday, Jesse the Body Ventura. Jesse's also former professional wrestler, TV host, author, conspiracy theorist, naval veteran, and former governor of Minnesota. He ran for the Reform Party and beat both the Democrat and Republican nominees and publicly said he might run for president in 2016. And finally, 1973, California Angel Nolan Ryan throws his second no-hitter, beating the Detroit Tigers 6-0. And that's it for July 15th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening. Buy me some peace.